You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee Housing Committee is sharing its findings for how to address the ongoing housing needs in the city. The committee is recommending the creation of new housing opportunities and shared a few potential options for achieving that goal. One option would offer better incentives for tax increment financing projects, another would ease restrictions for housing developers, and the third would allow a reduction in the required lot size for single-family homes. City officials say their goal is to make new construction projects more appealing. The Barron Electric Cooperative's Board of Directors has approved the return of over $1.2 million to over 16,000 current and former members through cashback credits. Checks will be distributed at a pair of Cooperative Month events that will be held on October 7th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Barron Electric's office in Spooner and October 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Barron Electric's office in Barron. Members who are unable to attend one of the events will get the remaining checks mailed to them by the end of October. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to share their passion for the sport with the next generation during this year's Youth Deer Hunt. The annual event will be held on October 11th and 12th, offering hunters 15 and younger the chance to learn hunting techniques in a less crowded environment than the traditional 9-day gun deer hunt season. Youth hunters will be eligible to hunt under a mentor's supervision. Mentors must be at least 18 years old, have a current license, and have completed a hunter education course. A proposed bill seeking to push back the enforcement date of recently adopted building codes was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation was proposed by a group of Republican lawmakers and seeks to delay the start of enforcement until April of 2026. Enforcement was originally scheduled to begin on Wednesday, but the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services pushed that deadline back to November 1st amid concerns from the construction industry over inflation, workforce shortages, and supply chain issues. The Eau Claire County Highway Department is warning residents of an emergency closure along a portion of County Highway NL this week. Officials say County Highway NL will be inaccessible to traffic between County Highway N and State Highway 27 in the town of Ludington due to a culvert failure about a quarter mile west of Sandy Lane. Highway crews are working on repairs, but were unable to say when the road would be reopened. Highway officials also say a detour will not be signed, so area residents should plan their routes accordingly. Stepping Stones of Dunn County is asking area residents for their clean, undamaged egg cartons to help support their food pantry. Organization officials say they sometimes receive egg donations that come in buckets and need the cartons for distribution to residents using the food pantry or one of their pop-up pantries. Egg cartons can be dropped off at the organization's donation door near Stout Road Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. A list of upcoming pop-up pantry events, including two on Thursday, is also available on the organization's social media pages. A Comstock woman was arrested over the weekend after allegedly driving her vehicle into a Polk County lake while operating under the influence. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, 37-year-old Emily Jean Stowell was charged with first offense operating a motor vehicle under the influence in relation to the crash, which occurred on Saturday at around 12:30 a.m. According to their preliminary investigation, authorities say Stowell was driving northbound on County Line Street when she veered off the road and crashed into the lake. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is encouraging residents to take advantage of the services it offers following severe weather occurrences. Organization officials say scams are becoming increasingly common in the wake of severe weather and natural disasters as scammers seek to take advantage of struggling residents. They're encouraging residents to visit their Natural Disaster HQ webpage to learn about some common post-storm scams like contractors offering quick fixes, price gouging for high-demand items, or disaster relief fundraising campaigns. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its 2026-2027 Biennial Habitat Work Plan. According to a press release, the plan is meant to guide the agency's efforts to protect natural habitats across the state with things like prescribed burning to reduce the risk of significant wildfires and controlling the spread of invasive species. Funding for habitat protection efforts primarily comes from the sale of hunting and fishing licenses, with additional funding from federal grants. A full breakdown of the plan is available on the DNR's website. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state's alcohol-induced death rate is declining but still remains above pre-pandemic levels. According to the report, nearly 1,100 Wisconsin residents died due to alcohol-induced causes in 2024. The state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 18.2 per 100,000 residents, significantly higher than the national average of 13.9 last year. In 2019, the state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was only 14.9 per 100,000 residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thank goodness for fact checkers. Have you ever found out something was a hoax and you're not surprised, but also sort of wished it wasn't? A story broke a few days ago that a 37-year-old Florida man with blazing red hair was arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. The mugshot used by the hoaxer was actually a picture of a man arrested in 2016 for robbing a church. I'd rather be part of a church robbery crew than have to sit through 36 hours of Yahtzee. I never get the bonus. Sad news from the world of not too many people care. Oddball actress Nicole Kidman and Ken Doll country music star Keith Urban have announced they are splitting up after 19 years of marriage. People reports that according to those close to the couple, the split of the plastic-looking duo was inevitable. The gossip site reported that Urban's decision to move out was the breaking point for Kidman. Sounds like she really put her foot down. Although maybe living apart will rekindle that fire. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vandervelden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor, or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. It can be hard for a filmmaker or artist to watch material they've created or were a part of. Sometimes it's because they watch it so much while making it, they just don't feel the need. But in the case of actor Paul Bettany, he can't watch A Knight's Tale anymore because of Heath Ledger, despite the film being a breakout role for Bettany, according to Yahoo News. The Da Vinci Code actor said recently at Comic-Con LA that he just misses his friend Ledger, who he called a playful, joyous spirit. The two bonded on the 2001 film in which Bettany plays Geoffrey Chaucer, and he says he has not seen it once since. Tubi is on fire. The streamer, which is mostly free, has dipped its toes into pro sports and is now doing a cannonball off the high dive. Tubi will be part of the Thanksgiving Day NFL extravaganza and air your Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. It will be a simulcast with Fox Sports. Fox acquired Tubi in 2020. The streamer also has tons of great free movies if you don't mind a few ads. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny. A little breezier with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.